May the words from my mouth and may the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sally, the little girl, has one line. Sally has one word: hark. And after Sally says hark, then Harold Angel comes out next and does his part. And the song we sing, if you paid attention or if you remember it, is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. But what do those words mean? And they're archaic and they're unfamiliar, and so Schultz plays with those unfamiliar words and kind of weaves that into the story of Charlie Brown. And there's actually a character named Harold Angel, who's a little boy like Charlie Brown. Harold Angel is a character in this Peanuts show, and he actually shows up later as Sally's boyfriend for a time. So sorry, Linus. But Schultz is kind of playing with the idea that when we don't know what words mean, they don't actually mean anything, and they can mean whatever we want. And so a little kind of word lesson to start us off tonight. Hark. Hark means listen. Hark means hear this. Hark means open your ears and pay attention. Hear the words, hear the message. Hark. The longer version of hark is hearken, like hearken unto. And if you spell out hearken, by the way, I've been saying this word all day and it really gets weird in your head. If you say the word hearken or read the word hearken or spell out the full form of hearken, it's spelled H-E-A-R-K-E-N. You can see here in hearken itself. Hearken, hark, hear this, listen. And a herald is someone who announces something. A herald makes an announcement. A herald is a messenger. A herald is like the old-time town crier who would gather the citizens in the public square, and the herald would climb up on a box or up in the tree and hear ye, and the herald would declare the decrees of the king. And the herald would make known the king's will for the people. A herald is someone that people would hearken unto. Hark, a herald. Tonight we're wrapping up our midweek series, The Sights and Sounds of Christmas. And we've been reflecting on the sights, and so we looked at trees and Christmas trees and evergreen trees as trees planted by streams of water. And last week, Pastor Aaron helped us reflect on Christmas lights, the sight of the lights and a small light that spreads and pushes back the darkness. And tonight, we're going to focus in on sounds of Christmas. And so, hark. Listen. And if over the past few weeks, if you've listened to even a small fraction of the amount of Christmas music I've been consuming, I bet you've been bombarded by all kinds of Christmas songs that not only feature, but are expressly about bells. I heard the bells. I heard a message about that recently. Jingle bells, silver bells, carol of the bells, and there's a lot more. I'm not going to list them all. The ringing of a bell is practically and musically and symbolically a way to say, hark, listen. Come hear this. The ringing of a bell is a practical and a musical and a symbolic way to say, hark, listen. Come hear this. Listen. bell and invites you to sit up and to lean in a little bit. A bell is a way to say, hark. Listen, as a bell rings out clearly and crisply, I invite you to lean in and to hear. So Sally has her one line, she's got her one word, and Sally, in her own words, is mortally dreading screwing up. She has a mortal dread of failure, and so Sally practices. And she practices, and she practices, and she's chasing Charlie Brown around the house because she's practicing and she doesn't want to mess up. And Sally, I would assume, would be perfectly content to practice for all eternity and hope the big day never comes. But that's not how the story goes. So the big day comes, and it's showtime, and it is time for Sally to step out on stage and deliver her line, and Sally steps out on stage, and in the spotlight she says, anybody remember? Sally comes out, and she says, hockey stick. Hockey stick? Hockey stick? No! No, 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 Sally! Sally failed. Sally botched it. Sally totally screwed up the line, and if she was going to screw it up, if she wasn't going to get it right, then why would she even bother trying? If she couldn't deliver the line on time, the right line, then she may as well have just stayed at home and said nothing to anybody than deliver such a poor performance. Not really. But sometimes we think that. Sometimes it feels like that. I think that's what it feels like when we think about sharing our faith in Jesus. I believe in Jesus, and I love Jesus, and I trust Jesus, and my hope is in God's good news for me in Jesus, and I know this message isn't just for me. I know it's for the world. I know it's for everybody, and I know I could share it, and I know I should share it. But what if I say hockey stick? What if I say the wrong thing? What if I don't say it right? I may as well just stay home and not say anything to anybody. Sometimes that's how it feels, I think. Tonight, I want to offer something of an audible analogy, kind of a little musical metaphor tonight. If you could imagine with me the metaphor of a bell and the ringing of a bell. If you could imagine the ringing of a bell as a metaphor for the sharing of the gospel. Just the ringing of a simple bell as a metaphor for someone speaking and saying out loud the hope and the faith that you have in Jesus. If you can imagine a bell ringing as a metaphor for sharing that hope. Now these handbells up here, these are, I don't know if you can see them in the light, they're beautiful. These are precious. These are costly. I've been warned. These are not toys. And these bells are to be handled with care. In the same way, Paul writes to young Timothy in 2 Timothy, and he tells them that we are to rightly handle the word of God, to rightly handle the word of truth. God's word is to be handled with care. That as we read and hear God's word, that's not to be taken lightly. As we receive God's word, and especially as we would share God's word with others, that's no small thing. To speak on God's behalf and to make his word and will known to the world is no small thing. It's to be handled with care. It's not cheap. It's not a toy. It's precious. It's valuable. It's not to be taken lightly. That being said, a bell is not the most complicated of instruments. Maybe you need a little instruction. Maybe you need a guide or a coach or a mentor or somebody who's rung bells before to show you the first time of exactly how it goes. But in terms of learning a musical instrument, it's not that complicated. Now, with practice, with rehearsal, with intentional effort, you could certainly become quite proficient at making lovely music. With many others, and you could grow and really expand in that. But if your goal is to ring a bell, if your goal is to let it ring clear and true, with a little practice, you could even do it with your left hand. Now, as I've sufficiently demonstrated, I think, I can ring a bell. Metaphorically speaking, I've been ringing bells for years. I have certificates and degrees and diplomas. I am a professional bell ringer. And I get nervous about ringing a bell. To speak less metaphorically, I am able at times to communicate God's word clearly, and I love to preach and teach. And it is a joy for me to get to share God's word. And I realize we have different backgrounds and trainings and equippings. I can ring a bell, and I love it. However, if I ring my bell, and it's the only bell that gets rung, I could ring it. Probably for quite a while. And the one bell that I stand and ring is only going to reach so far. And in terms of kind of frequencies and pitch, it's only going to cover a pretty small aspect of the spectrum. And no matter how proficient I am at ringing my bell, it's going to get monotonous. It's going to get boring. It's going to lose its texture. And I'm tempted to see how long I can go and keep some of the room with me. But imagine if I had my friend Sue come down with me. Sue, could you come on down with me? And instead of just me by myself ringing my solo bell, pick anyone you want, Sue. I don't know. If Sue and I ring our bells together, that adds a little bit. You've been doing this longer than me. Just a few years. But if Sue and I ring our bells together, there's a whole layer there in texture that isn't there by myself. Do you have somebody else who could come ring with us? Taffy's in the back. Taffy, you come down for it too? She's been adequately trained in the art of the handbell. Taffy, thank you for making it here. And I could ring my bell, and Sue and I could ring our bells, and Taffy could come on in here, pick anyone you want. If she's not gonna be boastful about ringing two, she can ring two. That'd be great. So then the three of us could ring our four bells.
Thank you, ladies. And so in Luke chapter 2, the shepherds hearken. You get bonus points if you can use that in a sentence at work this week. The shepherds hearken. They hear. They hear the word of God. And God sends his word through a messenger. And when the shepherds hear that word of God, they go and they see and they experience. And after the shepherds go and they see and experience, the very first thing they do is ring a bell. They share immediately what they just saw and heard. It says, and when they saw it being the baby and the manger and the whole thing, when they saw it, they made known what had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it marveled at what the shepherds said. So friends, ring the bell. And share the good news. Just ring the bell. The simple, smelly shepherds out in the field who had no training, had never seen a bell. They saw and they heard and they experienced, and the very thing they did is they went out and they rung the bell and they shared, and everyone who heard it marveled. You can ring the bell. The herald angel of Luke chapter 2 comes. And the shepherds see and they hear and they experience and they ring the bell. And you can ring the bell and you can share the story. And when you do, guess what's going to happen? Sometimes you're going to botch it. It's going to come out like hockey sticks. You should have seen me earlier. I was like, Sue, I don't think this one works. And she's just like, you're not doing it right. She said it nicer than that, but I wasn't doing it right. Sometimes it doesn't sound like it's supposed to sound. And when that happens, guess what? You get a chance to go, hold on, that's not how it's supposed to sound. I think what I want to say is this. And you ring the bell and you speak the line and it comes out weird. And you say, hold on, let me try again. That's not what I wanted to say. And you get to backpedal and try to put it together and say, I think what I'm trying to say is this. Does that sound better? I don't know. And then you end up having a conversation. And that's awesome. And maybe in the conversation as you're trying to share the news, maybe it comes out really clunky and really awkward for a long time, and you just keep the conversation going. And that is eternally better than saying nothing because of fear. When the angel came in Luke 2, the first time the herald spoke to the shepherds, the first words out of the angel's mouth, fear not. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. People of God, saints in Jesus, fear not. Fear not, for you bring good news of great joy that's for all people. And so we handle it with care. It's not a toy. It's not a game. And it matters what we say. We handle it with care. We ring the bell. We share the news. And when we botch it, we keep the conversation going. And we say, hold on, that's not what I meant to say. And you ring the bell. And a bell is a joyful sound. I mean, I can make this obnoxious and you wouldn't want to hear it anymore, but one by themselves every now and then. That's a happy sound, right? I mean, the gospel is good news of great joy for all people. And so sharing your hope and sharing your faith, it doesn't have to be a fight or a debate or like you're defending a dissertation. It's good news. And if you going out into the world and you ringing your bell, if you give it a strike, if your bell sounds to the world like an invitation to come and hear Pastor Aaron ring the bell,
If you ringing your bell out in the world sounds like nothing more than an invitation for someone to come and hear me ring my bell, then that's great. Ring away. Come and hear. Hearken. God's gospel, the gospel of the Lord, is good news of great joy that's for all people. I'm happy to keep ringing. I suspect some of you want to go to bed. I'll ring and ring and ring, but my ring has a very limited reach. But if we can ring together, if the saints of God can all strike the bell wherever God has sent you, and even if that ring is nothing more than a come and hear, God brings life to the world as the people of God ring that simple bell. To which I say thanks be to God in Jesus. Amen.